SRC votes to endorse student candidate for local elections.
St Andrews Town campaigner wins right to case at UK Supreme Court.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With this evening's 5:30 Star headlines, I'm Claire Mully.
And I'm Richard Brown. On Tuesday night, the SRC voted to endorse fourth-year student Ben Bridgman as the official St Andrews ward for the local council elections on the 3rd of May. Ben is running as the Green Party candidate, although the SRC motion stressed this wasn't an endorsement of the party, but rather based their decision on the importance of having a student voice on the council. Union President Patrick O'Hare said, "I think it would be fantastic, just and fair, if a student can be elected as councillor for St Andrews." Well, Ben himself commented, "I've had a very positive reception during my campaign so far, especially from students who feel that the issues affecting them have all too often been overlooked by the council."
St Andrews campaigner Penny Uprichard finally won the right to make her case against future local developments before the UK Supreme Court. These proposed plans consist of new housing, a science park, a business park, and a distributor road to the west of town. Ms Uprichard has also been granted what is thought to be the first protective costs order awarded to a Scottish case. In a quote, she appealed to everyone who had some connection with St Andrews, whether living there or visiting, saying, "St Andrews has been here for 800 years, and I do not believe that its history should be ended in such a shoddy way. I am only one of millions of people who have cherished the Scottish landscape over centuries. The fact that 72% of it is now subject to visual impact is an indictment of our lack of respect for the land, which is seen merely as a development opportunity."
Research conducted by professors at the University of St Andrews and University of Durham have concluded that the UK's film and television industry is dominated by the middle class. In a talk given at British Sociological Association's National Conference, Dr. Dmitrinka Stoyanova of St Andrews and her colleague, Professor Irina Gruglis, interviewed 77 people who work in the industry, of which 64 were middle class. The researchers concluded that women and ethnic minorities were all underrepresented, and the closed shop style of the industry should be abolished.
In events news, the Revelation Rock Gospel Choir will be performing in Younger Hall tomorrow from 1:15 to 1:45pm as part of the Friday lunchtime recital series. Entry is free and you can enjoy complimentary tea and biscuits while you listen. Later in the day, head over to Parliament Hall to hear from our rector, Alistair Moffat, as he talks about his impressive career as the finale of Employability Week. The event begins at 6:30pm.
Finally, there might not be any regular Saints sport fixtures this week, but there are two big matches on this Saturday. First off, a team of St Andrews alumni take on players from the current St Andrews Football Club, with kick-off at 10am. Later on that day, at 3pm, the men's rugby first face Moray in the Caledonian Second Division playoff first leg. With both games taking place at University Sports Fields, students are encouraged to spectate and cheer on the teams.
And those are today's headlines. More news in an hour or online anytime on the news page of the Star website.
Morning, folks. Wake up and chill out to StAndrewsRadio.com. That's Star for all you country folk.